As promised, though, right now we are joined by the new head football coach at Houston. He was named Cougars head coach last week. Second winningest coach in West Virginia history. He led West Virginia to 7 bowl games in 8 seasons. Previously served as the offensive coordinator at Houston. They open up their season, Houston v. Oklahoma. That's the way to kick things off. Dana Holgorsen is my guest. Dana, really nice to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Appreciate you having me on. You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's great to visit with you. I got to get caught up, though. So you were introduced last week. What have the first few days as Houston Cougars head coach been like? How's life for you these days, Dana?
Well, it's a little busy. I finished up the season in Orlando, you know, with the Mountaineers, and usually just stay there and kind of decompress for a few days after that's over. But things started getting kind of crazy and ended up over in Houston talking to a lot of the University of Houston brass, and we got a deal done. So I was excited about going back to the University of Houston and back to the city of Houston as well. That's kind of my second home, you know, so to speak. So the transition's been good. Anytime you switch jobs, it's tough, but because I know so many familiar people in Houston and at the University of Houston, it's been pretty smooth and pretty fun so far.
Dana, you know, you kind of touched on this, but the fact is you had a really good thing going on at West Virginia. You were having a lot of success, and I know you've been in Houston before, but you're not going to leave West Virginia for any old job. So aside from the fact that you've been there before, you've got some relationships already, what was the opportunity there in Houston that excited you the most?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you know, I'm leaving the great state of West Virginia with my head held high. We, you know, left the program better than when we got it, you know, transitioned them from the Big East to the Big 12, and we've had a whole lot of success and won a lot of games, you know. So really proud of what we did there, and West Virginia is always going to be, you know, dear to me, and met a lot of good people who I've developed lifelong relationships with, and I talked about the student athletes that did such a great job, coached all kinds of really good players and really good people. So I'm very proud of that. But you're right, you know, it had to have took something special for me to leave. And University of Houston is special to me. I think there's just a ton of potential there. They got great leadership. You know, Chancellor Couture is a rock star. She's been there 12 years and really got University of Houston going in the right direction, you know, and Chairman Tillman Fertitta, don't need to tell anybody who he is and what he's done for the city of Houston. So, and Athletic Director Pesman as well. Those guys are rock star leaders, and the University of Houston has a ton of potential, and I know we got a lot of work to do, but we're going to get it where it needs to be here real quick.
Dana Holgorsen joining us, the new head coach at Houston. So when you talk potential, having been at Houston and you had time at Texas Tech, you know what the potential in Texas is when it comes to talent. So what about potential? How special can the program be going forward?
Yeah, it's all about recruiting, I'm spending this week hiring coaches. I'm in San Antonio right now for the National Coaches, AFCA National Coaches Convention, and you know, I got a bunch of job openings, and there's 10,000 guys here that are looking for a job, so that's kind of fun. But
what's that like?
Oh man, you got to run through the lobby and get to your room real quick. So, but there's so many good candidates out there, it makes it tough. But the state of Texas is the number one state in the whole United States that when it comes to high school football and high school players and high school coaches, so. You know, very, very familiar with the state and, you know, very familiar with the city of Houston. So I'll spend the next 3 weeks once we hire coaches at getting out all over the state, especially in the city of Houston, to recruit as many good players as we can. We don't have to go far. They've been good to me with budgets as far as being able to hire people, but the recruiting budget isn't going to have to be very high based on the fact that we don't really have to leave the city.
Yeah, that's nice. Listen, you were coaching in the Big 12, and now you go to a G5 school. When you look at the way college football is set up right now, do you feel like you've got a fair shot at winning a national title at a G5 school, or do you expect to see either Houston go to a bigger conference or maybe the expansion of a college football playoff?
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows the answers to that. I mean, you got a lot of answers, Jim, and I don't know if you have the answers to
even
what
I don't.
Well, when it comes to the college football, I mean, there's just so many unanswered questions right now. I think there's going to be a lot of things happen in the future, and we just have to position ourselves at the University of Houston to be as good and attractive as we possibly can, not only for the American Athletic Conference, which, you know, we refer to it as a Power Six conference, and then But what happens with the CFP as well? You know, it's tough, you know, for a group of five, as well as Central Florida has done in the last 2 years. It's tough to get into the top four now. We realize that, but I do think it's not done, and they're going to continue to talk about it, either expanding it to eight or expanding it to 16. I think something's going to happen, which is going to, you know, allow somebody like Central Florida or the University of Houston to be able to get into that thing once we have one of these good seasons that we're going to have.
Dana Holgorsen joining us for a few more moments. You know, Dana, every single coach I have on the show these days talks about culture, the importance of developing the right culture, a winning culture. How would you describe the culture that you want in your football program?
Well, I think hard work and as gritty as you can possibly be. I think that fits the University of Houston. I tell you, I went to the basketball game last night, you know, Kelvin Sampson. I haven't really got to know him yet, but the way he coaches his guys, it's all about grit and it's about hard work and it's about playing hard for your city and about playing hard for your university. And I tell you, he's got those guys going in the right direction now. These guys are 15-0 and flying up and down the field and diving for loose balls and hitting the boards and having a lot of fun. And, you know, I mean, there's an electric atmosphere there, and you know, that's what we want to do within our football program, make it a fun atmosphere and an exciting brand of football to be able to go out there and win games, but do it the right way with a bunch of class, but play hard and get after it and do it for your city to win football games.
Yeah, I know Kelvin Sampson a little bit. You guys are going to get along just fine. He is a hard-nosed dude, really hard-nosed. And
old
they play.
School. Yeah, I know.
He is old school.
What I love about Kelvin, about 2 minutes into it, the jacket comes off, and about 2 minutes more into it, the tie comes off.
Right.
He's a hard-working ball coach now.
Hey, so let me ask you this. When you look at the program right now, where it is, do you feel like you're rebuilding something, or do you feel like you're building on something?
Building on something. It's very similar to when I took over West Virginia. They had won, you know, 9 games 3 years in a row, coming off a couple of you know, BCS appearances in that decade. So winning tradition, and that's what the University of Houston has too. Now you're going to win 8 to 10 every year for what they've won. You know, they've been 10 wins in the last decade a couple of times, won a BCS game, a CFP game now, I guess, Big Six, and then but just average good wins. So that winning culture, they expect to win, they expect to be great. It's what Chancellor Couture has set for the whole entire university, and achieving that across the board. So just gotta work hard to get it to the next step, which, you know, that wasn't facing anything any different than what we did here the last 8 years at West Virginia. Going to do the same thing at Houston.
All right, so finally you got a lot on your plate, and you're focused on your thing, but what about tonight's game before I let you go? How about a quick thought or two? How do you think that's going to play out? What do you expect to see this evening in Santa Clara?
I don't know what they played three out of the last 4 years. You know, so just exciting games now. I mean, both of them have kind of changed a little bit what they do, but Clemson has done a great job of getting better players in there, and two of the best teams in the country. They have been all year, and it's going to be exciting. I don't know, flip a coin and see who makes a play at the end, but nothing's more popular than what the CFP's got going on right now, and should be a lot of fun to watch.
Dana Holgorsen is the new head football coach at Houston. They named him last week, and he was the second winningest coach in West Virginia history. Dana, great to have you back on. Thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Have a great day. Dana, good talking to you. That's an amazing hire, honestly. I mean, I understand that he has roots, but for him to leave where he was and to take that opportunity, that is a great, great hire.